Good afternoon. A relatively quiet weather pattern is shaping up for the weekend across interior New York and New England with high pressure in control. Energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, though, will pass through from time to time, and this will generate cloud cover. So while we will have partly sunny skies both weekend days, we'll have a fair amount of clouds also from time to time, although it will stay dry. And temperatures will be seasonably cool both days, topping out in the lower 40s. Overnight tonight, skies will be mostly cloudy with lows back into the middle and upper 20s. As we head into the new work week, a ridge of high pressure will build in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, and that will push temperatures into the middle and upper 40s with a mix of sun and clouds, and it will stay dry before the next system emerges out of the middle of the country and heads toward the Great Lakes. Out ahead of this system, temperatures will be mild and in the lower 50s on Tuesday, although with the approach of a front, rain will become likely through the day and into Tuesday night. In fact, right now it looks like there is a lingering chance of some light rain or showers into Wednesday morning before we start a drying trend on Wednesday afternoon, with highs back into the mid-40s. Another disturbance will pivot through the region on Thursday and Friday with partly cloudy skies and temperatures back into the upper 30s both days. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a developing upper-level low just off the northwest coast will move eastward to the northern Intermountain region and northern Rockies through the weekend. The system will produce rain and high-elevation snow over parts of the Pacific Northwest and snow over parts of the northern Intermountain West. Winter weather advisories have been issued for the Cascades and Olympics of Washington and Oregon, with 4 to 8 inches of snow common and as much as a foot of snow above 4,000 feet elevation. A winter storm watch is in effect for the Rockies of Wyoming, where up to 18 inches of snow could fall beginning tomorrow. Meanwhile, Tropical Cyclone Oki continues to intensify in the Arabian Sea off the southwest coast of India. Oki is expected to remain over the open water while intensifying further over the next 24 hours before weakening considerably as it approaches the northwest coast of India, north of Mumbai. This will happen by the middle of the upcoming week. And Tropical Cyclone Dahlia is holding its own for now in the eastern Indian Ocean, but it's expected to weaken as it approaches western Australia over the next several days. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Rio Grande Village in Texas to a low of 10 at Big Piney, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny, near 50, Boston, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low, 27. The record high 66 set in 1998, and the record low 2 below zero in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 7:07 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m. 9 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny skies today with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny skies today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny and highs in the lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds mid-40s on Monday. Rain likely on Tuesday, otherwise cloudy, lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of rain showers Wednesday back into the mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 30s on Thursday, and increasing clouds on Friday with highs again in the upper 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.